is Ted Kennedy. We're losing the war on drugs. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, as the administration's 1992 drug strategy candidly admits, we're making progress against the casual use of drugs, but we're losing a battle against hardcore drug abuse, and that's the battle which clearly matters most. According to a recent survey, the number of monthly cocaine users rose by 18% last year, and the number of weekly users soared to 29%. Admit it, Al. With setbacks like that, the administration's much-touted war on drugs is a flop, because we're waging it with the wrong strategy. It's time to change course, Al. We know it can work. A comprehensive education strategy is needed to prevent drug abuse before it begins. A comprehensive treatment program is needed to help addicts break their habits and lead nonviolent lives. It's a twofer, Al. If we make progress in the war on drugs, we'll make progress in the war on crime, too.
Always you're a day late and a dollar short, Ted. President Bush's budget includes a $500 million program that targets neighborhoods taken over by drugs and crime. The goal is to get those slobs off the streets, assist kids, and help recovering adults get the treatment and support they need. The program, Weed and Seed, brings together federal, state, and local governments to weed out crime and drugs and then seed in programs that will really assist to promote education, better housing, and employment. To help out, the Job Corps will spend $50 million to train former junkies and pushers, shape them into hardworking, taxpaying members of society. Ted, the war on drugs is a top-notch priority for George Bush, and here's one fine example of a program he's proposed that starts right at the roots. Darn, wish you'd thought of it, don't you? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the importance of being able to read. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.